This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. The first thing that you are able to move when you regain consciousness are your fingers and then your toes. And slowly, over the course of the next 5 to 10 minutes, you regain feeling and mobility in all of your extremities until you are no longer numb across your entire bodies. Whoa. And you find yourselves in the infirmary.
Oh, no.
This seems familiar.
I don't think we should be back here again. The nurse told us off a lot last time. I was hoping I'd wake up in my own bed. So I wouldn't have to listen to her yelling again. I look over at Magnus. Does he have wings yet?
No.
Damn it!
He is flapping, though.
The man is flapping his arms in a half-awake, half-drunken stupor.
Well, I think we might be in for another lecture.
No.
But at least she can't convince us we did something stupid this time.
How do you know we didn't?
Well, quite frankly, all three of you were paralyzed, so no, you didn't do anything stupid, aside from drinking liquor made from venom.
It was a legitimate choice at the bar.
Yeah.
Where would they sell it?
I am aware.
If it wasn't for us. Oh.
I'm aware.
Is it for
And I'm not judging, but no, you didn't do anything stupid.
Good.
You just got dragged here last night after, taking a shot and becoming paralyzed.
Who dragged us here?
Half the bar, probably.
No. Couldn't they have dragged us back to our beds?
No, because I dragged you here along with my aides.
Oh, I'm sorry.
After being called in because not only you, but several other Darnia were all unconscious, drunk in the cafeteria.
We did buy a lot of drinks.
They bought a lot of drinks. We just drank them because...
Oh, you're right and all.
Because you were charging around the store.
I was and all. And we got a lot of stories.
Yeah, we've done some things, apparently. Anyway, if it's all the same to you, I'm going to get out of here, thanks.
Fair enough.
Did we miss anything exciting while we were in an alcohol-induced coma?
No, it's only been, checks her wristwatch, 8 hours.
Excellent. Oh. Good.
It's about 9 in the morning.
Excellent. I'm going to go get... Is breakfast a thing? Do we need to have breakfast?
Definitely need to have breakfast.
Okay.
And I would highly suggest... lots of liquid, the three of you. That
more,
isn't alcohol
more
or
venom,
coffee.
More venom, I understand.
No, we're not.
You need to hydrate, not dehydrate.
All right, come on, lads. Come on, Magnus, up you get.
Okay.
Stop flapping, Magnus. You can't fly.
Up you get, my lad. It's good to see you again. Sorry about the dragonness here.
It's fine. You didn't do anything stupid this time. There's nothing to fix.
You haven't done anything stupid yet.
You all, however, were in very strange poses. The two of you, she says, pointing at Tanwyn and Magnus, I think in a last drunken thought, decided to pose before you got paralyzed.
Oh, that's such a good idea!
Hell yeah.
Did we look cool?
As cool as people who are drunker.
Oh, I bet it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Was Armadeus posed like the thinker? You know that statue where he's like, and he's thinking? Is that what Armadeus looked like?
Oh, well.
Next time. We'll get him to do it next time. See you later! And she's going to hustle everybody out. Well, everybody. She's going to hustle Magnus and Armadeus out of the room. Have a good day! Bye!
We leave quite the impression on people.
So, Magnus has finally scrimped and saved enough to get half plate.
Mm.
Can Magnus have ordered the half plate while wasted and have that arrive as they're eating breakfast? Because I have some ideas about what would have been ordered while drunk.
One half plate to the cafeteria? One half plate.
Is it the most gaudiest, horrendous thing in existence?
Oh, it's like heavily engraved. I imagine it's engraved using magic or something like that. I can describe it in media.
Go for it.
As we go.
But yeah, there is just not so much a delivery of it. It's just a message that you can go collect it when it suits you.
So we go to breakfast, nomming away.
Amadeus has got half a plate worth of food.
Magnus just has sausages, cheese kranskis.
He has managed to have an uneventful breakfast aside from receiving a note by one of the runner boys saying that your order is ready to be collected at your earliest convenience.
Magnus is looking at like, what order?
What's
like,
your order?
It says it's from the armorer, but I don't... And Magnus reaches for the coin purse and it's just empty.
Yeah, I was about to say. It is.
I've been robbed.
No, I don't, somehow I don't think you have been. I think you'll find your money at the armory. Why don't we go down and see after breakfast and you can see if you like it or not? It's probably pretty cool since you ordered it.
If it costs that much, I'm probably not going to be able to afford to not like it.
I'm sure it'll be something approaching fine. It's you. You wouldn't order something you wouldn't like.
Aye. You know, I've often heard that drunk actions are sober tots. So whatever you've been dreaming about in your deepest, darkest desires, that's what you ordered. So you're going to love it, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right.
Do you mind if I make additions to your order?
I already have something pretty crazy in mind.
Oh, boy. Well, let's hear what you have to say and see whether or not I add anything else to this.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever met the armorer before.
No?
What are they like?
You'll find out.
Okay, yeah. Well.
We walk over to the armory.
Yeah, let's go. Don't have anything else to do today, really?
No, I think it's going to be a really uneventful month.
I think it's going to be totally sweet.
The dragons are finishing off their meeting. That's going to take ages, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's 150 odd dragons.
Should we go to the beach?
We should go to the beach.
Why the beach?
It's relaxing. I guess you could read a book.
We could put up a sun umbrella, put you under it. You can read a book. You'd like it.
Well, I need to bring a couple of books in case he gets bored.
Anyway, let's...
We can all bring our favourites.
Sure.
And then you can read them all.
Yeah, sounds good.
What is Tenwin's favourite book?
The one about the tiger shark contest.
Oh, that's right.
the tiger shark.
And she's tracked down a copy.
Yeah.
A non-corrupted pothole copy.
Yeah.
It was so expensive.
It's why she hasn't ordered any new armour.
But yeah, you get to the armoury. And there is this just... It's weird to say that a orc looks dinged up, but this man is covered in scars.
Oh, damn.
Like, he is a good 30 to 40% scar tissue. But it's not, like, massive burn scars or anything like that. It's just a lot of stab wounds and cut wounds and everything. Like, he's missing an eye. He's got a broken tusk.
I hope he wasn't wearing his armor when all that happened.
Boy, how
would he say? Of course not. If I had armor, I wouldn't have these scars.
Oh, sorry, you weren't supposed to hear that. My bad. That was very rude of me.
So you were very active, part of the Dernia, I see?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, but nah.
Okay.
I was a fighting slave.
Oh!
Damn!
Oh!
Yeah, his smuggler managed to win me.
Right.
And get me into Paradon.
Well, sheesh. I hope you're enjoying it more here.
Well, considering I don't get stabbed, sliced, and...
diced.
Yeah, and I get to make cool stuff.
Sounds like a plan.
Right. Speaking of the cool stuff, you got an express order last night.
Do you want to see the monstrosity you created?
Oh, it's not that bad, is it?
Oh, I'm so excited to see.
This is going to be hilariously cool. I can't wait to see what...
Yeah.
Leon McDuff, let's see what is on it.
Absolutely.
He brings out a armor stand with... Do you want to give it a description?
So what I was imagining is just an incredibly overwrought dragon helm with whirly... horns going off, big fangs and that, but still, you know, space to see through it. And then the actual breastplate is like a skeleton flipping people off on the front. With inscrolled text around it, you don't have to be mad to work here, but it helps.
I can picture that t-shirt.
Honestly, if you want to take the back and legs and arms...
Oh, can I take one of the arms?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's...
So that's a team project.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine Tamil was there like, no, do this.
Yeah, hold on, let me help you out with one of those. So one of the arms is, whatever the plates are, it's all carved like a sleeve.
Oh, no.
But it's not good. And it's got like a really bad tiger on it and fish, but they're not great. So a tiger up the top and then there's some fish.
Just like a tattoo sleeve.
Yeah, it's a tattoo sleeve.
Half plate armor.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not good. Ignorant style.
Is
it
both
arms?
I mean?
Ooh, yeah. And they tried to do the same on both arms, but it's
slightly
not,
different.
Yeah, it's not even. Oh. So it's... But it's also not different enough to be different.
Yeah.
So it just looks like they didn't do a very good job.
Leopard skin cape as well.
Excellent.
And to go along with it on the bottom half.
Tramp stamp.
No, Roman sandal greaves.
Oh!
Hell yeah.
And a skirt made out of plates of metal.
Yeah, yeah.
And to top it all off, the gaudiest, most flamboyant cape that you have ever seen.
Hell yeah.
I'm not sure whether to be amazed, surprised, or confused.
It looks
this is possibly
incredible.
The greatest thing I've ever worked
it
on.
It looks incredible.
Wait. Or the worst thing I've ever worked
Magnus
on.
Magnus is shedding a single tear.
Why
it's
not,
beautiful.
It's why
beautiful.
Not both? Why not best worst? Or worst best, depending on your... Depends and on the day.
Just say most incredible. Covers it all.
Unfortunately, this is now Magnus's uniform, so there's no choice but to... gaudy half plate.
I don't know if gaudy's the right word, but it's an abomination.
Ostentatious.
I think the combination of everything that I've heard, I want somebody to draw it so bad.
To what?
To draw it. I'm just imagining the biggest abomination in metal ever.
Magnus is going to don the armor. Just be like, wow, this is very mobile.
Yeah, it fits really well.
Yeah. I made it. It works. It just...
It's incredible.
Like, you don't have disadvantage because it's loud and clanky. You have disadvantage on stealth because it's just an eyesore.
Yeah.
Incredible. It's amazing.
Sure. Let's go with that. Thank you for putting up with that request. I am.
It was fun. And ridiculous. And
he got paid well for it.
Yeah, I did.
Well, we are glad to have made your day. Well, he's glad to have made your day. I'm just so very confused. But then again, that's not new for me.
And I have photographic evidence that this exists.
We've got cameras in this world? Cool.
Yeah. You've got magic that can produce images, so of course you've got stuff that can...
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, not camera, but enough to take, like, a basic photo.
Yeah, you've got illusion magic that can create images, so you've got illusion magic that can just recreate
That's
an
so
image
funny.
That you've seen.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's a good idea for a... Anyway.
artificers, man. Get on it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you've collected
your
that nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
So, on the way to the armory, would we have seen evidence that the dragons are still in residence? Because I assume that's not going to be a quick fix, given that there's 150 of them wanting to negotiate with Lord Artifur.
Surprisingly, most of them have gone by this point.
Okay. I'm assuming, what was it, Arbiter?
Yeah, Arbiter and Justicia are still there aiding in acting as a mediary third party, from what you've heard the gossipers talking about around the...
Yeah, okay, cool. I mean, if they need to talk to us, they know where to find us. We're not exactly hard to miss.
Speaking of people trying to find you, a runner boy comes up that's 15, 16, just this lanky twig of a human.
Yes, hello, can we help you?
The heck is that? Just eyes locked
cool,
on
it's
Magnus.
It's cool, right?
It's armor. Have you not seen armor before?
Cool, right?
Magnus just starts flexing.
Come on, he's 15 years old. He thinks that's sick.
Anyway.
He's just stunned by
I start clicking fingers.
Oh, yes.
You had a message for us.
Yeah, you three are the friends of that.
Brevnik.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Is he awake?
Yeah, and there's a strange person looking for the three of you.
Define strange.
Like he doesn't know how to be a person.
Ah,
what?
Huh?
Probably a dragon that's taken humanoid form.
Or it's that evil guy.
Could you lead us to him, please?
Yeah, this way. And you get in the corridor that leads up to the dragon nests, and you see this human-ish looking person. I suppose more half-elf looking, because it's kind of got a little bit of all the different humanoidish races in his appearance, with wildly pink skin that looked like a white guy that's been left in a sauna for way too long, and all the blood's risen to the top of his skin and all that kind of stuff. And the craziest red hair going in like a potato sack, and he is one hand on the wall trying to walk it along as if he doesn't know how legs work.
Hmm.
All right there, mate. You
wanted to...
You called for us?
Hi, friends. Hello.
Podavnik?
Yeah.
My word.
I didn't know you could do that, turn into a human.
I can't.
Well then, why do you walk human-shaped, my friend?
This is...
Part of your punishment?
Yes.
Well, I am not exactly human either, but welcome to the family.
Welcome to the rest of us.
I am to be...
human for a while.
You've got to stop finishing the sentences.
Sir.
Basically, I need to do a lot of work. Like, the first thing I am doing is getting sent to Fracture and rebuilding North Fracture. And then I'm getting sent down to the Dragonair Archipelago to work for 100 years.
Aye.
Yeah, I'm going to be seeing y'all around. I'm getting sent all over the world to repay my debts and services.
Hey, that's a lot of community service there, lad.
Damn, like 200 mutilations. You just got community service. That's not bad.
Well, I did mostly just mutilate my siblings.
He also did get put in a different body. Kind of crazy when you think about it.
And
but
on the note of the mutilations, most of those have been healed, undone at this point.
Good news. You know, Pradavnik, I know that you are always...
Is there a chair around here somewhere?
Come on.
How do you guys balance?
You know...
You just use your tail.
No, hey,
Lean on me. What do you mean, tail?
You know, all of us creatures that walk on two legs, it's less about walking, it's less about keeping your balance, and it's more about falling in a pattern. You just got to keep falling forwards in a pattern.
Okay, takes his hand off the wall, walks forward, leaning forward, and just face into the ground.
That's going to happen.
Come on, Pradavnik. I'll help him up. It's like, lean on me and we'll try and teach you the basics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll slowly start trying to give him the basics of walking in a straight line.
Thankfully, mutilations, they're mostly, in general, superficial, so...
A few pumps of healing magic and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
What were you thinking, my lad?
I was angry and hurt and was given... power that I probably shouldn't have been given.
Aye.
Unfortunately, hindsight is 20/20.
Mm-hmm.
You've been holding on to all of that for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that even though you're going all over the world and doing a lot of community service, I think you've got to talk to somebody about that. You know what I mean?
Apparently I'll be working under the former Sea Guard, whatever they're called.
Gatekeeper.
Yeah, that person.
Excellent. Don't know the guy, but I'm sure he'll help. But like I say, talk it out, man. It helps.
There is one benefit to... I have... Yeah. He grabs his hair. It's like, I have stuff on my body.
It looks good.
Yeah, you're not bald anymore, my friend.
It looks good.
And you have it in spades.
Do you want to learn how to style it?
One thing at a time.
I'll try and teach you some simple plaits before you head off overseas. It looks like it's going to be a lot to take care of.
Yeah.
But hey, that's something to take care of.
Yeah, yeah. The only ones that didn't get healed were, my siblings.
That's their punishment, I take it.
It wasn't Dad that actually suggested that. It was the mother's.
Oh, hell hath no fury.
Yeah, they say it's usually a woman scorned, but hell hath no fury, harsher than mother. If my parents were anything to go by.
They will be going back to work now, I think. I think a few of them have already head off.
Man, now we don't have a dragon to fly us around. What's we going to do without you, Pradavnik?
I don't know. They haven't taught me.
It's not your responsibility anymore, either way.
I know you're going to be bippity-boppity-billing all over the show, but you're more than welcome to visit, man. I know we're not exactly the most socially people, but we're still your friends, man. And,
Come back and bother us, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed, but you can most certainly come and bother me. How is this so tiring?
You get used to it.
To get started on leg day.
I used to fly so far, all day. How is walking on two legs? He looks behind him, down a corridor. So tiring.
Because you're not used to it.
It's a skill issue.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah, look, as somebody who's missed leg day and arm day and chest day and chest, who does very minimal exercise.
I don't know if you've done a day in your life.
You've been doing a lot of
exercise.
I did recently.
The basic training when I became a Durnia, and then I just didn't take the refresher course.
Day.
You did miss it when I made him march through a paddock and through a lot of fields.
You didn't have to carry
forest.
Him?
No.
No. It wasn't until we got near the forest that
You were on the back of Batit as a cocoon.
Oh, hell yeah.
Didn't even fit.
Yeah, you...
So he had to walk. It was crazy. He really did it. Yeah, look at those muscles.
Come on, but I'll take him to... Is there a common area?
Basically, this fortress is more or less built up as a giant box. So the middle of it is just this open courtyard with a few places here and there in
I'll find a bench and, sit him down and let him rest for a couple of minutes. Walking is going to take you a minute to get used to, I'm sure, though, Pradavnik.
How on earth am I going to build stuff? How in the world is...
Do you still have your longevity there, Padabnik?
I am technically immortal, yes.
Well, then you have this little thing called time to learn.
Yeah, we do.
So, congratulations.
And I won't be able to turn back into a dragon.
Until you're done?
Mm-hmm. And if I kept track of things, that won't be for like a good 500-600 years.
Woo! I'm jealous. You're going to get really jacked. Don't you agree, Magnus?
Yeah, then I'm turning back into a dragon, so it's not going to be much of a point.
Oh, you can always, you know, probably...
That's it. I kind of hope that...
Maybe at the end of the 300 years, you won't want to be a dragon anymore. You just want to be like a super jacked pink guy.
Mm-hmm.
With hair.
Getting swole.
Oof.
Does anybody have anything that they want to, like, buy before we... Continue onwards?
I don't have any. I mean, I've got like a grand and a half in the bank, but yeah. I don't really need anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you
how
know.
Common are magical items?
Depends on the item. Consumable items. There is a full-on production facility of consumable magic items in here, but straight up enchanted items.
Maybe we can get a little bit more of an idea of what's going to happen next, and then maybe we can spend some of our money.
Yeah.
Because I've got a bit too now as well.
I don't know what these two are going to do, but I'm going to hang out with Padabnik and try and, you know, get him at least able to walk a straight line for...
After about an hour or two, he does... It is definitely like a toddler walk, but it is a confident toddler.
I'm obsessed with the idea that the bookworm is teaching this guy physical therapy and the two trained fighters are just sitting on the sidelines like, go for it!
Magnus is reading a book.
After a few hours, eventually a woman comes up to you, one that you recognize as the humanoid form of his mother.
Ma'am?
Right there.
Yes, I've come to take my son. We are to, well, need to drop him off to his place of work.
All right.
Well,
one new charge coming up. Here you go.
And yeah, they head towards the tower that has the teleportation circle at the top of it.
Padabnik, stop squeezing your butt cheeks as you walk.
Be safe, Padabnik.
Stop it.
He just waves. His mother just kind of holds his hand, helps him steady as they go through.
Ugh, it looks like he's holding on a sheet.
He'll be fine. He's got plenty of time.
Looks like he's walking with a crooked pole up his backside.
He's a dragon, man. He'll lose the stick up there eventually. But it's going to take a little bit of time and some backpacking work.
Hey, yeah. At least you don't have to do any of this.
Oh, hell, yeah. I'm glad for that. Small miracles, I swear.
I will say, on that note, it takes half an hour to an hour or so before you see the light of the teleportation circle go off.
Predavnik. We needed to take a break every, like, 10 steps.
Yeah, Predavnik encountered stairs for the first time in his life.
I only covered straight lines on flat surfaces.
Yeah. That took him an hour.
But yeah, I will say you guys have a couple of days of downtime if there's anything you want to do as... After just back-to-back-to-back events, Amethyst has given you guys...
Actual time off?
Yes. A few days leave.
Whoa.
Beach episode.
No! I gotta catch up on my reading.
Yeah, under the parasol at the beach.
Okay.
I don't think Amethyst is getting us out of her sight. The last time we took a break, we ended up finding a Soul Eater in a book.
Yeah, you have been... Stay in the hold. Just in case something happens, then you need to head out, because with events at the moment, main thing people are working towards at the moment is locating Henris.
If I make my own using the armory, like with the help of the armorer,
mm-hmm.
and also sell my splint mail,
mm-hmm.
would that be enough? Because I've got around about 500 gold.
I can toss in Magnus's old scale.
And then splint mail is 200, but that's new. But then if I make my own, do you think I could use that to upgrade to full plate?
Sure. I'll say that.
Magnus will help.
Yeah.
Like, so up the bellows and all that.
You don't make a set, you adjust a set that's already made.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, the armor is just like, basically, you now have a tab of work that you owe the armor.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm happy with that. I've made the odd sword before, but I'm mostly a farming blacksmith, you know what I mean? So you might want to put me on the Grognir Claw clips for a while.
All right.
I'm sure you churn out a bunch of those anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. Thank you for the armor. It's good to have something a little bit new on. And Tanwyn's one is... she has carved dragons onto it, and they start pretty bad, and they slowly get a little bit better, but that's all pretty bad. The big one on her chest, she did start with that one, so it is the worst.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and there's one that's on, you know, a greave, just randomly, and it looks pretty good, and she's like, ah, should have put that one on the center. Oh, well.
Mm. So, yeah, you're sitting at a, what, a 20, 21 AC? Because 18 plus your shield.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if the shield was a plus one shield or not.
It was a special magic one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it was a plus one.
Yeah.
Magnus is at 18, because 15 from half plate, 2 from dex mod, and then 1 from armored fighter or whatever the
dual wielder.
Oh, is it dual wielder?
Yeah.
It's I don't have a fighting style. Oh.
No.
Guess you've got dual wielder.
I could have dipped to get an extra AC.
Or you could have taken the two weapon fighting style so that you could
I've got that.
Oh, right.
That's how I've got initially.
Right, yeah, you took the two weapon fighting and then dual wielder.
Do I dip fighter? No, because then I don't get my ASI.
Yeah.
And I don't get my fun little Crusher feet.
After 3 or 4 days, the three of you get called into the operations room, where you typically get debriefed on your missions and such, when you're not getting just sent straight out of Amethyst's office onto your next one.
Which has basically been everything since we got back from...
The first one,
yeah.
You know, you guys did have a little bit of a break between the first one and then Kasten.
That's true.
Hmm. And then it was just, okay, cool, we're going to go to the library. Okay. Hey, we're going to swamps.
Hey, guys, we're really busy right now.
But yeah, you're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. So the three of you are in the operations room with Amethyst, as basically she's explaining, right, got your next task.
Right.
Where are we going and who are we punching in the face?
I've never seen you punch anyone in the face.
Sure. Sorry, Cleon.
Thank you. This will be a bit of a different task for the three of you. I am sending the three of you to Kasten's Rise.
Okay, we have been there before.
No, you've been to Kasten's Fall.
Oh, great.
We suspect that Henris might have a, maybe not a full base or anything like that, but might be using his original stomping grounds for something.
All right.
So we ascend, and as she's talking, she has finally taken notice of the armors that Tanwyn and Magnus are wearing.
Cool, right? That one's Pradavnik, and that one's Pradavnik. And the rest of them, I...
Amadeus, you kind of stand out.
I really won't.
You should get some armor. Look good.
I'm a spellcaster.
You could get some tattoos.
It was a good thing I was going to be temporarily issuing mithril armor to this group for the infiltration mission, because the two of you stick out like sore thumbs.
Aye, cool sore thumbs though. Really cool ones.
Uh-huh.
So, what are we posing as?
Aye, mithril armor, that's rare.
You're sneaking into a place.
Oh!
We're sending you to Kasten's Rise.
Aye.
And you are to try and sneak into the Lord's Manor to see if there's a secret something.
Who's this Lord that's...
There isn't one.
Issuing his guards with mithril armor.
We're issuing stand out more.
We're issuing you with mithril armor.
Aye, but you said we're blending in with whoever, so what
mithril armor doesn't make noise.
That'll stand out quite a bit. Like, all the other guards will be making noise.
Okay.
Also, there isn't a Lord of Kasten's Rise. As far as I'm aware, they don't use the old Lord's Manor for anything. It's just kind of sitting there, all decrepit.
Right, so you're sending us to a haunted house, and we're all wearing...
Who said it was haunted?
The guy's undead. What more do you want?
He's not currently undead. He currently looks like a humanoid chicken.
One way to put it.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah, you'll be issued with mithril armor and a scroll of Pass Without Trace.
Excellent.
Okay, well, that's quite nice. Yeah. Spent a lot of money on my new armor. Spent a lot of money on his new armor. So, Larry, take it with us.
So, mechanically, for this next bit, the two of you won't have disadvantage on stealth.
But we also won't have our cool new armor that has...
Well, no, we're putting it in the bag of holding.
Yeah.
Mechanically, it's still the same AC bonuses and everything. Yes. It's just not your personalized sets of armor.
But the personalization is what makes them, really.
I didn't realize that you guys were going to be making personalized sets of armor when I set this up. I feel a little bad, but not that bad.
You've heard the descriptions. Don't feel bad at all.
Yeah.
I certainly don't.
She goes over the details. It's just like, we suspect that he might be using the old manor to
do nothing nefarious.
Like a lesser base of operations, because they've communicated with the peacekeeper there, but there hasn't been any obvious signs. She then goes on to say, I'm also sending you three, because you three have an incredible knack on stumbling upon the most insane crap possible.
You know, it's possible that the manor's got
don't jinx it!
Tunnels that go down to the troll lair.
Yeah, probably.
Hence why I'm sending you three, because if it's there, it's bound to be found by you three.
All right, time to look out for some tunnels. Fantastic. So are we being issued with a new dragon, or what's the deal there?
You'll be getting teleported.
Whoa, this is great.
He's
like a man now. He's like
a pink man.
I thought
that's why he was getting stronger, so we could all kind of stack up.
And then he runs.
Like, on the one hand, he brought it upon himself, but on the other hand, that sounds like a punishment that nobody should have to do. Carrying three people on your shoulders. No.
But we'd have mithril armor, so it'd be lighter.
You're still three people.
Anyway.
Yes, anyway.
So mithril armor, scroll of pass without trace. Anything else we need to know?
We'll also be providing you with, they're called portal beacons.
Okay.
Activate it when need to come back, just in case things are wonky and fishy, and for whatever reason the teleportation circle there is not working. It should be, because we're still in contact with the peacekeepers there.
Cool. Okay. So, I'm a little rusty on my geography. Where is Kestin's Rise in relation to Kestin's Fall?
So she brings out the map. Kestin's Fall is on the east side of the mountain range called the Kestin Alps.
Kestin, he did like naming things after himself. I love the guy. He seemed nice when we met him, met his ghost, but, you know.
Kestin's Fall is on the east side of the Kestin Alps. Then on the west side, there is the Kestin Woods, and then on the west coast of Paradern, on the west side of Kestin's Woods, is Kestin's Rise.
If it was close enough, I would have went and said hi to Captain McCoy. Oh, well.
It's like going straight across. It's like a day and a half journey, because maybe more, because there's forests and mountains.
Well, if we've got time, I might go say hi, but we probably won't.
Probably not, considering we are in preparations to
war.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. If we were close enough, it would have been nice, but oh well, because, you know, I like the guy.
Mm.
Even though we probably weirded him out on the way out.
You have a bad habit of doing that.
No, we don't.
Conversations that I have with the peacekeepers of the areas that you leave say otherwise.
What?
We didn't weird anybody out in the first place we went to. It's great.
In all fairness, no. Everything else that was happening there did that for you.
Crazy. If anything, we were a calming force, and we solved the problem, which was made us an even more calming force.
And then we've done worse and worse on the calm everybody down part of the
in fairness, it's thing. Mostly me.
Well, you know, can't help a blabbermouth. I am.
True. Anyway, let's not take up any more of Amethyst's time.
And as you say that, you all hear this reverberating thump, like something large just whacked into a glass tank, and you're on the inside of the glass tank.
That wasn't me. What was that?
I don't know.
All right, we're going to go check it out.
I'm coming with you.
All right.
And then you hear it again.
Yeah, that is not a very pleasant feeling. What a sound.
Well, it's not out of horror, I don't think.
And then again. And at this point, it is starting to become rhythmic, like someone is punching something.
That's not the dragons, right?
No.
I'm going to lead us up to a terrace or something where we can see
The courtyard
outside.
The courtyard would be the closest.
Okay.
And as you head outside, the courtyard is very quickly filling. Basically, people like leaning out of windows, and as they're all trying to find the source of this noise.
This isn't a good noise, is it?
No.
No. And as you're trying to find the source of this noise, there is a feeling that washes over all of you as you are hit with a wave of despair, as if the very concept of hope was ripped from your souls. And then you hear a cracking sound, like a single long crack along lake ice, followed swiftly by a sound reminiscent to cracking glass, one that you're all too familiar with, the sound of a spell breaking.
Ooh,
coming from above you, and you see the sky fracture and tear as two giant shadowy hands with far too many fingers push into this crack and tear it open as Kavort moves in front of the sun, replacing its light with his orange eye as he tears the veil asunder.
Hmm.
Amethyst, tell me that's not what I think it is.
You want me to lie to you?
Oh no.
That's
That's really bad.
And as this happened, words reverberate through your head as the prophecy you were once beholden to echoes through your minds. When the moon sees all, an empire will fall. When the sky tears, all must beware. For peace be undone when the tyrant god comes.
No.
Well, I
think we know what that prophecy was referring to now.
We did get a pay rise. This is technically in our pay grade now.
Don't say that.
There is a feeling of panic as everybody around you becomes aware of what has just happened. And suddenly you are surrounded by dwellers. A good 30-40% of the people around you are dwellers. Many of whom are wearing the Dernier colours.
I'm not that surprised, to be honest.
Neither am I.
Magnus is. What?
You were an insect all along? Oh, well.
That's... I know I'm not exactly a dweller, but I'm also descendant of an extraplanar entity. Has my appearance changed at all?
Yeah, you're looking distinctly more fiendish. Not like a whole lot, but canines are a little spikier and...
Armadeus, you've got two little, like, bumps on your forehead. You've never had those before.
No, and my teeth just...
They look pretty cool.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel any different.
That's weird. But also,
it's not so much that your mouth feels different. It's more like you're suddenly more aware of. It's like being aware of your internal organs.
Or it's when someone says like manual breathing.
Yeah. Hey, you've got sharp teeth. Ah, dude, gosh dang it. And before panic can truly set in, there is a thunderous roar as out from the dragon nests climbs Artifora in his true divine majesty.
Oh.
Without the veil, Artifora from claw to horn is 50 meters tall, with wings three times as long.
Big boy.
His scales are now white and shimmer with prismatic vibrance as the orange glow of Kvort's eye refracts off of them. And atop his head, a golden crown of eight horns, each crackling with divine energy.
Well, I don't think we're going to be going to Keston's Rise anytime soon.
He looks down at his people, the defenders of Paradon, those who share his duty as protector of this land. Be not afraid. A change in appearance does not change who a person is. You're all comrades. He says, as you realize that some people had started to draw weapons and become very, not confrontational, but like...
Startled.
Yeah, and that kind of halfway point where a fight could break out at any second.
Mm.
You're all comrades, brothers and sisters in arms, charged with the honorable duty of defending this land from invasion and outside threat. Today, we face what will likely be the greatest outside threat that will ever come. And to do that, we are going to need to trust in each other. Remember the bonds you all have with one another. Those have not faded, nor should they.
Tanwyn would like to draw her weapons, but not as a threat.
Yeah.
But more as like a... Rah! You know, she's going to draw her sword and kind of raise it up towards Artifora.
Yeah, Magnus will salute with a flail, try not to hurt himself.
Artifora pauses, seeing the tension that was starting to creep in wane a little, as he calls out, "Vanguards, what is your creed?" And 1,000 voices cry out from across the hold, "We are the wall that stands before the enemy. We are the fortress that shelter the weak. We are the mountains that block the coming storm." The cries of men and women, dweller and mortal, echo from the walls and down the mountain. The fear was now replaced with courage, uncertainty with conviction, doubt with faith. Artifora scanned the crowd until his eyes landed upon the person he was looking for. "General Amethyst, initiate revelation protocols. Deploy everyone. Be they Vanguard or Dernier, I will hold off that monster for as long as possible." And with that, Artifora launches himself from the mountaintops, streaking through the sky at an incredible speed, trailing prismatic light behind him. As he flies, he is joined by a second streak of golden light as Mana Dawn joins her fellow god in combat once more.
Cool!
And you watch as these two streaks of light zip through the sky, clashing with the fingers of Kvort as he works to force this tear larger and larger.
Oh boy.
But yeah, no, it is now incredibly dark. It is like a clear night sky, except everything is tinted vaguely orange due to the light of Kvort's eye.
Don't know what you're talking about. I can see perfectly fine.
Shut up, Mr. Dark Vision Man. The point still stands.
I know. I can be cheeky.
Just like everybody with dark vision.
Yeah.
Very quickly, General Amethyst begins barking orders, calling for the officers of the vanguard, giving them orders, as well as very rapidly deploying different Dernia trios across the areas. Dragons flying out over the next half an hour or so in all different directions as these units are deployed across the country to try and maintain some amount of peace and rally the populace to fight this impending threat. As a snapshot of what's happening around the world, the peacekeepers are now currently overwhelmed by panic as people are losing their minds at, oh, hey, my neighbor looks like an insect. Or, why does he have four arms and tentacles for a beard?
Beyond my comprehension.
Yeah.
Why is the guy in the museum a demon?
And why won't he give me any swords?
You're never letting the sword thing go, are you?
No.
After she's issued several orders, she realizes that you three are still standing there, kind of like stunned fish.
Well, mate, so what's the plan, Stan?
You three are doing exactly what I just discussed with you. That still needs to happen.
All right.
All right.
On the way.
We'll get in line for the teleportation circle.
Yeah, you have your requisition orders so that you can go to the armory and get...
Well, yeah, we swing by the armory, grab the equipment.
Yeah, basically just that, the armory to get the...
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Basically, you need to go see the quartermaster and get requested armor, scroll, and beacon.
And some food for the journey.
Yeah, and basic supply. If there's any mundane adventuring equipment that you think you would want or need, you'll have...
Rope.
Yes, rope.
Lots of rope.
How much is lots of rope?
100 feet of rope.
Fair enough, that works.
We dump it all in the bag of holding.
Oh, yes.
And about... an hour later, because putting on armor takes a long time. The three of you
especially
are...
especially lame armor.
As cool they're taking their custom armor off, I'm stuffing it and putting the new armor on. I'm in the back on stuffing the old armor in the back of holding.
We're trying to help each other put the armor on.
Yeah.
But as we get more and more armor on, we're like, I can't reach that strap. You've got to do it yourself.
There are squires helping you because heavy armor requires two or three people.
Yeah.
And, you know, Amadeus is not qualified for... Well, he's helped Tanwyn and Mangus put on their old armor before, but he's not qualified for plate or half plate or...
Yeah, it's like, this is new. I've never done this before.
Yeah, like I say,
it's one thing to help somebody put on a chainmail hauberk, but this is different.
Yeah. Like I say, he's proficient in splint armor and whatever Bangus had before.
I think it was like a breastplate.
Half plate.
Half plate?
I still had half
plate. Oh, is this what the mithril type is?
No, what you had before the half plate.
That was scale.
For this mission, the two of you have mithril half plate, so you don't roll with disadvantage on stealth checks.
Yeah, this is 8 years' wages.
I know. That's why I was really surprised when she said I was getting it.
It'd be really unfortunate if we lost this armor partway through.
No, we are not.
Look,
we're
going
to need a save the world party fight.
The quartermaster is
just overhearing this. And Amadeus, you're aware of this because you've read the manuals and stuff. Armor like this that goes out on temporary loan has magical tracking signatures on it. It is very hard to lose it.
Amadeus will conveniently not tell these two, because when they try and stuff it in the bag of holding later...
Please return the armor. What do you mean? We lost it. Open your bag of holding.
They bring out their...
scanners.
Their tracker, and they're like,
But yes, after about an hour or so, the three of you find yourselves atop...
Second tallest tower in the...
In the hold.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to be... portaled out as Portal Smith activates the portal and that familiar feeling of elongation happens. Again, you expect to find yourselves landing inside and on the ground.
Oh no.
But when teleportation stops, you're a good 3 or 4 meters in the air.
Get!
Outside.
I know!
In a pig pen.
I'm glad I'm not wearing my good armor for this.
I'm going to need the three of you to make me dexterity saving throws.
Oh dear.
And we get the +3 from Tenwin's shenanigans.
Of course. It sounds like it didn't help that much.
Oh no, it helped.
Okay.
I'm glad.
So for Tenwin, that's a 15.
Aha, and I have danger sense.
Yes.
That's still pretty pathetic. That was dex saving throw?
Yes.
That is 15.
18, hilariously.
Nice.
DC was 15.
Yay!
So instead of landing face or back first in the mud, the three of you managed to land on your feet in about knee-high mud.
Hell yeah.
Yes! Oh, just... lay off, McDuff.
Keep going, get out of the pig pen right now!
As... there are three or four massive pot-belly pigs.
Give me away from those things!
You've never seen, as Amadeus starts trying to posture up to the pigs, seen Tanwyn move so fast to throw him out of the pig pen.
Each of them is a meter and a half tall.
Damn. Yeah.
They are massive pigs. They don't look right.
I'm not worried about how they look right now. I'm worried about getting out of here.
Sure. You get out unimpeded.
There's one thing you never want to do is you never want to...
You don't mess with the
you
bacon.
You do not mess with the pigs.
How do they look? Because I was trying to out-posture them for like the 5 seconds that I wasn't being tackled by Tanwyn.
Pigs can't look up because it's hard to move their head up. They're looking up at you with orange eyes. And then you notice their lips. They're beak-like.
Huh?
Imagine ankylosauruses and triceratops that have semi-beaky mouths. Imagine that on a pig, as well as the occasional feather on them.
Tanwyn, you're more of an expert in pigs than I am.
Well, you know, I grew up in a small town.
Here's my point. Are pigs supposed to look like that?
No, I'm going to tell you right now. I've never seen a pig with feathers nor a beak.
And this is purely from a textbook. Can they look up traditionally?
You know, no, not really. Do you think if we ask them what he's doing here, Kavart will answer? Or will we look stupid talking to a pen full of pigs?
Hey, pigs, what you doing?
And all four of them smile. Full Joker smile. Watching.
Because that's not disconcerting at all.
Interrupters.
No, let's get out of here, please. For the sake of not being around that for any longer than I have to be.
I agree with you there.
Bye.
And you run out. As you run off away from this pig pen, you see a sign 5-10 meters down the road that says Caston's Rise, as you got teleported to the pig farm just outside of Caston's Rise.
Yeah.
As we're going, I'm cleaning this up, by the way.
Thank you.
Let's not go into town smelling like a pig pen.
No, I think that's a pretty good way to leave a pretty bad impression.
You get into town and immediately feel things are wrong here. And it does not take long to realize what is, as everybody around you is moving sluggishly, zombie-like. All of them with bright orange eyes, calcified lips, and starting to grow feathers. It is all very reminiscent of Henris's transformation, just slower.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
And as you're walking through, one of them notices you, and the moment one notices you, all that you can see turn their heads towards you, and that same Joker-esque smile breaks out upon their faces.
Ah.
Interrupters. Interceptors.
No.
Thwarters.
No.
Friends.
Friends.
Helpers.
Enemies of Henris.
Okay.
Look, that's one way to put it.
Let's leave.
What brings you here?
You know, we got caught up in a spell that put us in the wrong place. We'll be gone
now.
Oh,
I know you. I've seen you before.
Okay.
And all of them are speaking.
And who am I talking to?
You know who I am.
I point up.
Right. Well,
thank you for showing me the way.
You know, I'd say you're welcome, but you're really not, my lad.
Oh, that's too bad. There's a whole new world for me to conquer.
Well, I mean, you can try.
Well, you know what? Actually, I'm kind of glad I brought him over here, because that means that once we kill him, there won't be any more worlds that'll be destroyed.
Oh, brave and foolish mortals. Many have tried, none have succeeded.
Well,
it's fun to watch you struggle and fight. Try your hardest.
Right, well...
I don't know what to tell you, you know.
Oh, I'm not going to stop you. I enjoy watching the struggle.
All right.
We're pretty pig-headed, unfortunately.
I'm aware. It's wonderful.
All right, well, we're going to keep going then. We've got a bit of a mission to do, so we'll get right on to that.
I know where you're going. And all of them point down the road where you see an old, overgrown mansion.
The sneaking doesn't seem too relevant at this point.
I know.
I'd say nice to meet you, but...
It's not.
It's not. Kindly go back to the dimension from whence you came?
I'm already here.
Okay.
I don't care. Go away.
But I don't want to.
You know, I don't think we're going to get anywhere.
I know. It's making me feel good, okay?
Is it, or is it just making you feel angrier? It's making him giggle.
Yeah, he's going to giggle anyway.
Run, little heroes.
It's all right, and she's going
to... We're going to walk.
We're going to walk. She's going to grab Amadeus by his wrist and just rag him off.
I'm coming. Let me go. I'm coming.
Good luck.
Goodbye.
Watch out for the executioner.
Oh, that's... Don't give him the satisfaction of...
Don't acknowledge.
Don't acknowledge. Don't acknowledge.
Oh, I'm just not acknowledging. I'm just saying that's ominous.
Keep going. Keep going.
I'm going. Stop tugging me.
I like to think that we're all holding hands. Magnus and Tanwyn are both holding Amadeus's hands, and he looks like a little kid that's being dragged along.
Despite the fact that I think I'm taller than the both of you.
Yeah, you're quite tall, but you're like...
Fine.
You come to this long-abandoned lord's manor. From what you've read... Amadeus? Honestly, small.
Yeah, for a lord's manor, I thought it'd be bigger.
It is shockingly small. Only two stories, and...
Where's the ostentation?
You can't see it, because it's all covered in, like, vines and stuff, but it is surprisingly small, because at one point in time, this was where King Caston operated out of, and it's...
Yeah, I thought it'd be bigger.
Well, Caston was here when it was, you know, really old, so maybe this is just what buildings looked like back then.
You guys have seen mansions of the rich in Grand Dalmer, and it's about the same size as that.
Fancy digs.
Yeah, I just, like, say for a king, I thought it would have been bigger. Oh, well, yeah. I'm not an architect, so.
And there is a very green copper gate barring the way with a keep out dangerous area sign attached to it.
I walk straight past it.
You walk into a locked gate.
Ah!
Doink.
Okay, well, I thought maybe it would have rusted though by now, so don't...
Is it like key unlock or is it a latch unlock?
Or is it so rusty that it's a rip apart unlock?
That one.
Ah. Okay.
Well,
let's go, Tamwyn.
All right, let's do it.
Take a step back to let these two apply themselves.
17.
15.
It rocked on its hinges before, and over the next 5 minutes or so, you just keep rocking it back and forth, back and forth.
This mithril's doing nothing.
And eventually, you manage to get it so that it comes off its hinges forwards so that it doesn't fall on top of you.
Tanwyn probably stumbles and falls on top of it.
Yeah.
Oh!
Clang, 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 clang.
Clang, clang, clang.
Well, it's muted because it's mithril.
Clang, 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 clang.
Yeah, she is. The copper gate falling onto the stones.
And she waves back at Amadeus and goes, look, we did it!
Congratulations! I'll give you a sticker of achievement when we get back to the hall.
Yes! All right, let's go for it.
Sure.
Yeah, you get to the front door of this manor, which is rotted off of its hinges.
This one's going to be hard to get through.
It is just open with a fair amount of vines forming a natural curtain in front of it.
Hmm. I'll chop them down. I'm going to light a torch, I think.
Do we want to use the light spell or do we want to use the torch?
Oh yeah, dude, use the light spell. You usually put it on my shield, don't you? Sorry, yeah. It's been a little while since we needed to use it.
Yeah, all good. I'll ping it on your shield.
Hey.
Yeah.
As the light from the spell illuminates the area, you notice that there is this massive entrance hall with stairs at one end that lead to the second floor, and there is a giant circular window that has been smashed in at the top of the stairs. And there, hanging in the middle of this hall, is a pair of snow-white wings that look like they have been ripped off of something.
That's where my wings went.
My biota fora, Magnus. Those are your wings.
Having seen an Oculus before...
Oracula.
That's the one.
An Oculus room.
Do they look like their wings or something else?
Oraculas don't have wings, but... Upon that line of thinking, they are irradiating divine energy.
And it's just the wings?
Just the wings.
Are they positioned together?
They are fully splayed out.
Yeah, but are they positioned like there would be someone in between
them?
Yes.
Guys, that's giving off divine energy.
Aye, I can...
That's the good one.
Yeah, that's the
goal. This is bad.
Yeah.
Probably not meant to be two wings just hanging out.
Are we potentially going to see Magnus speaking celestial come... come into play.
And as you're having this spoken out thought, you hear a woman scream, followed by a.
I immediately run in that direction.
It echoes that you have no way of telling where it came from.
Shit.
Could Magnus try and.
Yeah, and if you want to give me a perception check.
I'll do one too. It's not going to be that useful.
pretty low.
Oh, it's not that unuseful. I rolled a 15.
21.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, between bonuses, Magnus has a plus 10 to perception.
Nice. Yeah. Up and to the left.
Up to the left. Tanwin.
She immediately takes off.
Give me an investigation check.
Oh, that's a natural 20. Minus one.
Very nice. A fair amount of luck plays into you finding this, as the first room you enter happens to be a study, or at least what once was a study. There is a bookshelf with books and everything on it,
except
all the books are now rotten and unusable. But that's not the important part. The important part is the secret passage that hides behind the bookcase that is currently exposed.
Oi! Somebody forgot to put their little secret away!
And echoing up from this passage, you hear a woman sobbing, begging in a language you don't understand, except who speaks Celestial?
Magnus.
And me.
Ah, the two of you understand it.
What's she saying?
Basically, please stop.
She's not having a great time.
Yeah.
Right, we're going in, and I'm just going to charge down the corridor. I don't think...
You don't need to say anything else. You just need to say, I don't think.
Yeah. I don't think. I charge down the corridor.
You think you act.
Yeah.
Magnus will follow.
Amadeus will follow the meat shields. I mean, her friends. His friends.
And you run down the bottom of the stairs. There is like this long set of stairs that leads presumably underground. And you reach the bottom to this dank, musty, moss, molded, sludge-covered, stone-wrought box. It has cages lining the walls. And in the middle is this table, except it's kind of tilted up at a 45 degree angle with straps.
Oh boy.
A torturous table.
Not
with
yet.
A woman bleeding gold blood strapped to the table, and a large 12 foot tall monster of a thing standing over her, dragging hooked blades through her flesh, carving off chunks, and then with delighted chuckles slipping them into his mouth. Do you want to give me stealth checks as you get to the bottom of the stairs, or are you guys going full bore?
I don't think Tanwin's going to be subtle about it.
No, Tanwin at least is going full bore. She's not stealthing.
I've made mention of the subtlety of bricks before.
Yes.
I do believe that is the case here.
Yes.
Magnus is not being sneaky either. It's not really style.
And as you all get to the bottom of the steps and into this room, having made no attempt to hide yourselves, the thing's head turns 180 degrees.
Like an owl.
Yeah.
What?
As you see a mouth that is diagonal across its face with one large eye in its head.
Oh, well, I guess I have more playthings. My executions need to wait. I have toys to play with. You'll wait for me, dear Hope, won't you?
Hope!
Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.